Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. 34 after. Thank you very much. Staying with me, my pleasure as always to continue to be with you, and you're going to be excited about being with me because we got Leslie Kossoff back on the show. Leslie's joining us all the way from Paris, France. She's an international executive advisor to so many companies, major companies, small companies around the world. Everybody wants a little piece of her wisdom as much as they can get. She's the author of Managing for Quality, and one of my favorite books, continues to be still high on my list after all the books I've gotten in since this one got here, Executive Thinking, which you hear me talking about all the time. And, of course, I mentioned Leslie's name even many, many, many times when she's not even here because of what she's taught us about how to be better CEOs. But she's also our quality expert, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Leslie, bonsoir.
It's actually bonjour.
Well, okay. I didn't know what time it was over there. I can't keep up. Bonjour.
It's still,
give me, you know, don't I get an E for effort here, Leslie?
You do. No, you get an A.
I mean, I've learned Chardonnay and Brie and you know, things like that. I know those kind of French words. Chevrolet, I know things like that.
You know, well, I'll stick with the Chardonnay and the Brie, and I don't think you need to know more than that.
I think that's all I need, exactly. Maybe where's the bathroom? Anyway, thank you for joining us. And one of the things that you and I have done more than anything else is talk about quality. And I was telling the audience before you got here that you're the one who helped us understand the difference between quality service and quality process, and why the difference is significant. Knowing the difference is significant, but that's just on an organizational level. We all want to have better service and a quality process. But sometimes we're required as we improve the level of our customers, especially business to business, in fact, completely business to business companies. Sometimes we're asked to document the quality capability of our company, aren't we?
Yes.
And to demonstrate that, not just after the fact, not just, oh yeah, they've been doing a good job for 6 months, but 6 months before you ever get an order, you might sometimes have to be able to demonstrate, okay, this is how you can expect us to perform 6 months after we've done business.
Yes, and you have to have the documented proof that satisfies them in a prescribed format that is very specific, sometimes to the industry, mm-hmm. sometimes on a broader level, but yes, and going through that process is actually part of the quality process, but people tend not to gain the benefit from it that they can and should. And there's also a really big decision just in terms of the economics of it, of whether or not you want to participate in that certification process, because the costs of doing it and then, you know, actually going through the process, then getting the certification and then maintaining it are actually quite high.
I was doing this back in the 90s before I started my media company. Part of my consulting work was helping. I wasn't an ISO expert. I wasn't a quality expert. But I knew enough about it. Let me put it this way. I knew more than my clients did, and so that gave me an advantage. And they asked me to help them engage someone like yourself, a quality expert, and help them sort of ride herd on the whole process while they ran their business. And so I did that for them. And I remember the being in the rooms, you know, with the decision makers and coming up with the numbers and saying, okay, it's going to cost you $100,000 to become ISO 9000 certified, which is this quality designation that we've been talking about, and it's going to cost you another $30,000 or so a year to maintain it. And some people said, "Let's do it. We got that kind of opportunity." And some people said, opportunity or not, we don't have 100,000.
And opportunity or not, it may not be worth the 100,000,
right,
because
right,
there are no guarantees attached to it. But the process.
But it was
itself,
all the, it was all the rage, yeah, in the late 80s and 90s, wasn't it?
It was, absolutely. And what has happened subsequent to that is, within the ISO structure is actually where this began, was it started having very industry-specific applications. It was first ISO 9000 and then 14000 for service companies, mm-hmm, and then you started getting the 1.2.3 that were very, very specific to individual industries. And in each case, you have costs that are added on. You have to make sure, first of all, that your processes are going to operate to those specifications.
Right.
But the cost of it is the whole other decision.
Hold on to that thought. We're gonna take this to the next level, folks. This is still out there. You still may have to need to consider this. And we're gonna get Leslie to help us with that. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.